Welcome to Heroes Asylum, issue 22. By my pretty floral bonnet, I will end you.
In the 1970s, a crack unit of geeks was sent to live a boring, normal life. These people eventually escaped to the underground. Today, still wanted by who knows who, they survived to be the best podcasts. If you're alone and you need entertainment, you can always find them. And you can hang out with Heroes Asylum.
Welcome, everybody, to issue 22 of Heroes Asylum. Welcome once again, inmates, to the show that never ends, even if there's bad Florida weather. And by the power of Grayskull, Kane is finally here. How are you doing, brother?
Sir, I have returned. I'm back from shock therapy. By the way, great show last week.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And back as far as, you know, when we had a little power outage here in my side of town, so it's, you know, it's good to feeling some AC once again, feeling the light, and back amongst the inmates of the asylum, sir. So it's great to be back.
Yes, very good. Yeah, it is good. Good to hear your voice again. We did. We have talked since then. We did drop our midnight movie review for Howard the Duck, and you know, finally broke into the Marvel cinematic world. As bad as it sounds, but it is part of the Marvel world. So
yes, it is. Very first one.
Unbelievable. And thank you, folks, guys. I mean, it's only been out a day, and I did see a lot. I did see a lot of downloads on it. So thank you very much, guys, for checking that out, downloading it. You know, always for, you know, remember, subscribe. Find us on heroesasylum.com. I have updated the page a little bit, adding the movie review, kind of its own little section. So more things are going there, and of course, you know, more things just on online. I finally did my very first. So everybody would be proud of me. I did my very first Instagram post this weekend.
I'm proud of you. I saw that. Yeah, very nice.
Ended up going to to Acme Mega Stores Superstore this weekend to check out the see what they were going on. They had a Pop Funko convention, and I do have a small addiction. I'm trying to keep it low. Trying to keep it down under a certain amount, but it was fun just to get out there and see what they had. And then, of course, I had to do my weekly pickup of books and check in with Josh and the boys over there. They're always doing a great job over there.
Yes, sir, they do. Any good, interesting pops you saw over there doing Funko?
Honestly, I looked for the one that you were asking about, and yeah, no dice.
I wasn't even going to mention that.
I was. but, you know, it was, I mean, they had some interesting ones, definitely more sports ones than I've seen in the past. But yeah, there were definitely some good ones. I picked up pickup on an Obi-Wan and a Superman one I've been looking for, and I think that I'm done on my Superman ones now. So,
how many Superman ones you got now? You got a couple now,
two,
right?
Yeah, I've got two. Yeah, yeah. Well, one of him, like, you know, doing the Superman or the superhero knee land, and then one of him flying. So that's about all I need of that.
Yeah, that's enough.
So, but yeah, that's been pretty much it. So I guess we're gonna go ahead and jump into the admissions ward. And actually, this week was a sort of a weird admissions ward. We're gonna do admissions ward / E3 news. So we're gonna go ahead and just dive right in. All right, sir. So here we are in the admissions ward. So what, since you were not here last week, I'm going to go ahead and throw it over to you since we missed you on this one. E3, what do you got going on? I mean, any news, anything fun?
A lot of good stuff coming out of E3. Actually started last Sunday, and unfortunately I couldn't be here last Sunday. You know, stuff happened. That's all I'll say. But I'm back, and I got a full review of E3. It took over place of basically 4 days. If you don't know what E3 is, basically it's the biggest game convention of the world. PS4, Xbox, PC, Nintendo Switch, any other game system you can think of. It's all about the releases coming out in 2019 and all the new releases and good stuff coming out in 2020. So make sure you get your wallets and credit cards ready, because guess what, kids? I'm going to go broke, so possibly you're going to go broke, or your parents are. No telling what. Anyway, I've divided this section of the reviews up to two parts. Basically all the games coming out in 2019, and smaller reviews of the games coming out in 2020. Games that I thought are interesting, look very interesting coming out in the coming year. The first game I got that I took a look at was a third-person shooter game, and it's called Outriders, Dark Modern-esque, and it's kind of a Gears of War type of game. If you're thinking Outriders of the Thanos brand, They say it's a slight connection to the Marvel Universe. I'm not sure if that's true or not, but the game looks fantastic. It is a third-person shooter game. I mean, the graphics are phenomenal in today's games anyway. They're not like the games that me and Captain Mike grew up with, you know, ColecoVision, Commodore 64, Atari 6400, all that stuff. This is actually like real-world person graphics. Once again, are phenomenal. And from what I saw in the trailer, it looks like they're fighting some sort of zombie-esque type of plague on a planet and some giant monster. But definitely Outriders is one of the games that's going to be coming out in 2019. Not sure the date on it, but I know it's supposed to come out sometime before the end of the year.
Very cool. Very good. I was a fan of the original Gears of War, so definitely know the gameplay on that, and I enjoyed the hell out of those.
It's good stuff. I mean, basically, if you're not into gaming, a lot of the games that I put down, I put down more than five. Sorry about that, Mike, because there's two of them that I'm actually very interested in. But they look really good. And basically, for the end of 2019, if you haven't been gaming for a while, maybe you'll get back into it. Who knows? So definitely check out Outriders. And as I said, a slight Marvel connection, not too sure, basically, in the name itself. The second one I got is called No More Heroes 3. If you play the first two No More Heroes, you know what basically No More Heroes franchise is all about. It's assassins, it's sanity, it's killing, it's murder, it's death. Basically, it's just right up a Kane's Block of my type of game. It's, well, not John Wick type, but just think of just insanity and murder and death and mayhem. And you kind of got the game right up my alley. As you know, Captain, I'm a fan of these type of games. Because I'm I live alone, kind of a sad life, and I like to come home from a long day of work, pop in a video game, I like to see heads explode, people dying in agony and fear, and I'm just looking forward to this game. No release date set, but it's going to be coming out before the end of the 2019 year. So
very cool, very cool.
Third one I have on my list is the one that I think you might be interested in, actually, if you're into Greek mythology. And you love Zelda, there's a new game coming out called Gods and Monsters, which will be available for the PS4. Actually, all these games that I'm going to be mentioning are going to be available on mostly all the old platforms, PC, PS4, Xbox. Gods and Monsters, very Greek. It's Greek Zelda. If you played a Breath of the Wild, it's along the same veins of Breath of the Wild and Zelda, which came out, I think, the last year or 2 years ago on the Nintendo Switch. Graphics look phenomenal. And as I said, it's a more of a Greek mythology thing, and I saw the trailer for Mike, and it looks phenomenal. I haven't played Breath of the Wild yet. I've had friends who have it. But after what I've seen, it's definitely one of the games that's going to be on my list before the end of the year. And as I said, it's called Gods and Monsters, and if you love Zelda, you definitely want to pick that one up.
How's it compared to God of War?
Very light. God of War was more intense. This is more of a lighter
version. Okay. But does it look like the same kind of gameplay or the same kind of story feel?
Like I said, it's very Zelda Breath of the Wild-like. If you see, it's kind of like an open world sort of like, I don't know how to describe it, but it's if you play Breath of the Wild Zelda, it's very like that, very much like that. So it looks pretty good, by the way. So I'm into Greek mythology, so I'll definitely might be happy to pick that one up. My fourth one is a game that I think you might dig, Captain. It's called Ghostwire Tokyo. People of Tokyo are just disappearing, and nobody knows why. And if you know anything about Japanese games or Japanese horror movies, you know it's going to freak you out. This game is kind of along those wavelengths. It's basically based on Japanese myth and lore. Graphics look phenomenal. Nothing much else was said about it. I believe it's coming out in December. Very intriguing. That's all I'm going to say. Not too much more I saw on it. It was like a 2-minute trailer, very quick cutty, but of course it's Japanese. Graphics are going to be phenomenal. And of course, the story play is always going to be superb.
Very cool.
Next one I got here is Pistol Whip. Pistol Whip is a VR game. And the one thing that turned me on, because I don't like VR games, I played a couple of them, brought them back, played at a friend's house. But what I heard, it says, think of John Wick and the club in the first John Wick movie. And then I saw it. I'm going to have to pick up a VR after watching this.
Yeah, there's a few that I've actually been interested in. I think one of the ones that they dropped, I don't know if they did a run on E3, but the Vader Immortal.
Yes, that's VR one. Yep.
Yeah, that one I was looking at that. I was like, man, I think I might have to do that. And who knows, it might be pretty good for the cardio too.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be too good for your card, man. Yeah, it might help out. I mean, give it a shot, Captain. It's something up your alley. I mean,
yeah, just but, yeah, but From what it looked like, the VR on it, yeah, it looked really good. I mean, everybody that I have seen, you know, that have done reviews on that Vader one sounds good. So if this VR one might be anything like that one, yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
They said John Wick-esque. And from what I saw in the trailer, basically, you're just shooting people with guns. You can actually hit them with the gun, all that gung-fu stuff of John Wick style. So it's definitely a game. You know, I don't have a VR myself, but it might be one of those games that I actually might have to start thinking about getting one. Because I didn't pick up the Vader one. I don't think the Vader one is out yet. Or is it coming out next year?
It's still not out yet. I just know there's been a lot of people that I've, you know, listened to and stuff. They've been getting a hold of it a little bit sooner.
Because there was nothing about that at E3.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I think this is something that's kind of been creeping out a little bit. They're getting it released to the bigger Star Wars groups and you know, in media outlets to get those out there. So,
well, speaking of that, it's a nice segue into my next game. It's going to be Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga. That's coming out this year also.
Oh, really?
Basically, it's based on all 9 movies.
Nice.
And you're basically playing through all the movies. That's it. And if you ever played any of the Lego games, they're just silly fun.
Oh, yeah, they're fun. I
guess this game is going to be based on the last Star Wars movie, which is coming out in December, so that's why I guess the push date is coming out in December. So it'll be no spoiler.
It'll be the full saga then.
Yeah, it's the full saga. That's what they said, the Skywalker saga. Perfect. And from what I saw, it just looks like silly, stupid fun. I'm on board. I have a couple Lego games anyway.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, did you ever play the Lego games? Because I was a huge fan of those. They were just, like you said, they were just stupid fun.
They're just stupid fun. I had the Batman games, and they're just ridiculous.
Oh, those are fun too. Yeah.
Definitely it's going to be worth a pickup. And the last game I got for 2019 coming out is Charon. Charon is an interesting game. It's on all the platforms, as I said, as all these games are. But, you know, most games you're going to play as the protagonist. You're going to protect the world from some sort of monster or disease or zombies. In Charon, you actually play as the monster.
Really?
Trapped in a facility by all these doctors who are doing all these testing and prodding you. You escape. And guess what? You go into the whole facility trying to escape the facility while killing all the doctors, security men, etc., etc. It's kind of a game based on the old Castlevania type of platforms.
Right.
If you ever played those. Or Metroid. I kind of dig it. You know, if anything, end game, you're going to kill somebody, I'm all about it. So Charon should be coming out sometime in September, I believe, 2019. Very cool.
Kind of reminds me of, did you ever do any of the Predator Alien games where you would
the Atari Jaguar, when I had that system, which lasted all for 2 weeks. The only good game they released was that Alien vs. Predator game.
Yeah, I think I had it on, God, was it PC? I think I had it. And yeah, that you could play a human, a predator, or alien, which I thought that was fun. So that kind of that thought of being the monster kind of brought it into that you know, being the alien running around.
Oh, yeah, it's always different stories, too. I used to play as the predator and the alien, but it got a little boring because you could just kill everybody. The best part was playing as a human.
Right, yeah.
Because you had to fight against both of them, and that was where the scary stuff took place, all the jump scares. Really good game. Man, that's a really good game. Hopefully they'll remake that one day.
I guess I got some video games in my history. I just, you know, it's the last, you know, 5-6 years, I just kind of backed off of it.
No, that's okay. Well, maybe this will actually get you on board. If not this year, then perhaps, Mike, next year, 2020, we'll have some really good games coming out.
Oh, yeah.
The first one on my list that I saw, that I'm definitely, me and my brother, that's, you know, Kane Jr., or Kane Little, or Medium Kane, as we'll call him. Lives in California. Big shout out to you, Chris. Final Fantasy VII, the remake, is coming out next year. And this is one of the things that kind of blew open E3. The graphics, the gameplay, just everything. The magic. It looks like it's going to be a little bit complicated. But the trailer, everybody just went nuts for. I know you're not a big Final Fantasy guy, but you know, for you fans out there, it's going to have the same exact characters, updated graphics, updated story. Actually, the story is going to be split in 2 halves. You're going to have your normal story, and then you're going to have a story that's going to take place on Midgar. Not Midgar, or just Midgar. So, yeah, looks good. It looks phenomenal, and I will definitely be picking that up next year in March.
I never did pick up on the Final Fantasy. The only thing that I did that was ever Final Fantasy-esque, and I did have some of the characters, was Kingdom of Heart.
They released part three this year. I heard that's enough. Another phenomenal game. I haven't checked it out yet, but Kingdom Hearts it's basically along those lines.
Right, but that was the only touching experience I had with Final Fantasy. Had an old friend of mine. Her and her husband used to play Final Fantasy all the time. They tried to get me into it. I just never could quite do it.
Well, if you do get a chance and you get a PS4, it is a co-op game you can play online with your friends. So just keep that in mind also. Our next game is a game, I guess, for the big Xbox people in the world. My niece is probably jumping for joy. Halo Infinite will be released next year on the new Xbox Scarlet system. I guess it's what they're calling it. No new details have been revealed about the Scarlet as of yet, but Halo Infinite is going to be the first game released on that platform. I'm thinking sometime, probably going to be released either by next summer or the spring. That's my guess, but for you Halo fans, Infinite's coming out next year, so yay, happy, happy, joy for you.
Oh yeah, okay. Definitely one of the inmates is a heavy Halo person. Our friend out there, Kelly, she's definitely a Halo fan, so I'm sure.
Well, for you, Kelly, I'm sure you'll be picking up the Infinite and the Scarlet when it comes out. Next game that I saw, Vampire Bloodlines 2. Now, I have never played Vampire Bloodlines 1, but the trailer for this intrigued me. You can't get too much of the story, but when you see basically an entire city being drowned by a tidal wave of blood, I gotta admit, kind of piqued my curiosity. It's coming out supposedly next year, 2020. Release date is the summer. Not much more details were said than that, but it looks, once again, like all the games on my list, looks phenomenal.
Yeah, I did not see that one. That one I definitely missed on.
Definitely check it out. It's a small, quick trailer, but very intriguing. That's all I'd say. That's why I kind of put it on the list. It kind of intrigued me. Next two games are kind of close to my heart. This next one is called System Shock 3. Now, if you ever played the first two System Shocks, they're a creepy game about a creepy AI who goes insane. This game probably basically follows up on that with updated graphics. More of a world play game instead of being locked in a spaceship. Once again, graphics look great. And you have back the evil AI whose name is escaping me at the moment, but I forgot her name. It's on the tip of my tongue. But she's some evil AI. Basically, if you ever played System Shock 2, spoilers, you're being guided around this ship while people are being murdered and massacred. You don't know why. When basically the person who's been leading you around the ship, this AI, it's basically been revealed at the end of the game to be the ultimate villain who's been leading you to your death. So that same AI that you confronted in System Shock 2 will be back in System Shock 3. And my last game on the list for 2020 is a game definitely Captain Mike can give his opinions on. I'm sure he will. That's Enix is releasing The Avengers. That's right. The Avengers will be coming out next year. I gotta say, I heard about this game for a while. Trailer drop. I was going to get excited. The character designs look kind of choppy to me. I know it's kind of a nitpicky thing, but when you play DC games as much as I have, especially the Arkham games, and you see how fluid their system works, their fighting system works, and you're going to get an Avengers game and you think it'd be an open world game, especially coming off of Spider-Man 2, another great open world game, and now you're getting this, basically a straight story mode game. And Captain, I know you saw the trailer. Thoughts?
My thoughts, and again, this is just the animated or the cinematic portion of the game. It looks like they captured their stunt doubles is really all I have to say. They did not look like any of their characters. They literally look like stunt doubles. Actually, at one point, even Black Widow and Thor kind of looked alike. It just looked like there was a beard on Thor. And but the gameplay, because I don't think they released gameplay. I thought they just released the cinematic features of it.
They released like snippets of the gameplay. There was a scene where they're fighting, I guess, some troops on the bridge and a Taskmaster.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's right. Yeah, because they intermixed it. Yeah, it looked good. I kind of expected more, but again, this is the quick glimpse that we're getting. That could be just a small part of it. You know, that could maybe even be just like a mini game, you know, or mini mission off to the side. So I'm hoping for more. I mean, as much as they have made off of this game or off of these series, you'd think they'd put a little bit more money on there, because if as if there are a quarter of those fans that have watched this series, if a quarter of those jumped into wanting to do an online game like this, they're going to be banking on that one too. So,
yeah, but basically, Enix released a statement of the character design, then they said they had no plans of changing them, which kind of makes me, you know, a little bit angry. But, you know, I understand where they're coming from. You know, they've been working on this game for about maybe 2-3 years, because games like that take a long time to make, as people would understand. But I'm going to hold out hope. But you would think, for as much as effort as they put into it, you know, Marvel puts a lot of effort into the movies, as we know. And you would think they would put a lot more effort into their games, you know, especially the Spider-Man game. And I showed you that game, and that looks phenomenal. I love playing that game.
No, the Spider-Man game looks great. I mean, that was one of the ones, not only the stuff that you posted, but other things I had seen online, really was one of those ones where I honestly was about ready to drop the money just for the game. I mean, I was about ready to go buy the console.
It's great. I've been playing. Yeah. I finished the basic story mode, and I have the side missions I could play on.
I was fan of the early PS2 for the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man.
Yeah, those are open world as well.
Yeah, those were open world, and I was like, man, if what they did there is still the core, and it's just in today's technology with today's features, it's got to be just nuts. And then, like I said, you know, some of the stuff that you would post every once in a while as you were playing, and I was like, oh man, I started like kind of thinking about it.
And like I said, the controllers are easy to use. If you haven't played a PS4 ever, it's gonna take a little bit, but after a while you get used to it, and it's very fluid. I mean, hopefully this Avengers game is gonna be the same way. But then again, we have about a year to wait for it. So who knows if the bugs are going to work on. So I'm going to hold my judgment as I have held my judgment on Robert Pattinson until we get, you know, the first trailer.
Had to throw that one in there too, didn't you?
I had to throw that one in there just in case you know where I'm coming from. So
gotcha.
That is all my review of E3. Basically, some good stuff is coming out. And if you're a gamer, you should be very excited for 2019 and the beginning of circa 2020.
All right, folks, E3 sounds great. Everything that came out, I am looking forward to it. I know I think I will eventually open up my pocketbook, you know, or my wallet, sorry, and, you know, crowbar it open a little bit, maybe go and get a console. So
I think you should.
I've got so much else going on. I don't it's just, I'm like, man, that's just going to take up some more time. I don't know if I want to give up that what little free time I do have.
Balance, my son.
Yeah, balance.
Everything is about balance, like Mr. Miyagi always says. Balance.
So, what we got next, folks, is the rest of the missions ward here. So, I'm going to kind of pick up on the news. I know Kane was very busy on gathering all the E3 stuff. So, you know, I'm going to go ahead and just run through kind of some of the snippets. And some are news, and some, folks, is some of the stuff is just rumors, your internet rumors that are out there. And honestly, we're going to still discuss the internet rumors. We'll probably put our twist on it as well, you know, our what ifs or, you know, possibilities of what we think might, you know, they might be. So the first one actually was something that came out today, and Kane brought this to my attention, was Warner Brothers. This is a post that came out, was from wegotthiscovered.com, was Warner Brothers is developing a Red Hood movie. So I read the article a little bit more, delving into it, and it's really not that they're developing a Red Hood movie. What they are saying is they are wanting to develop DC movies or more Batman family movies, and Red Hood is part of that family. So it was a little bit misleading of the title, but it's, you know, they do want to, and we already know that they're already doing Batman. They're already going to be doing Batgirl is coming out. You have, I just drew a blank, the Birds of Prey series. You're going to have that coming out here shortly as well. So yeah, they're definitely going to be growing those. So what do you got on that one?
just an odd choice. I mean, I'd rather they just focus on getting the Batman movies right.
Yeah.
Getting a Superman movie off the ground. I've always thought, and this new DCU incarnation that we have now, because I guess they're not going to count anything before Wonder Woman and Aquaman and Shazam. They're basically going to use those three tentpoles as moving forward. which is fine. I mean, you can do that, but doing a whole Gothamverse this early without dropping a Batman, you know, it just kind of bugs me. It's almost like, you know, when you do a Supergirl and saying that she's going to be, you know, the first Kryptonian, like, you know, I get it, but, you know, you still have Supes out there. I mean, you got to throw him in there too. I mean, it's like they want to forget what they've done in the past and just basically, you know, let's try these secondary characters. And I understand, because they haven't been on screen yet. You want to bring some new life, bring some newness on the screen. But you can't forget, you know, where you came from.
Right. No. You know, but again, that's
nobody knows who the Red Hood is. I mean, if you want to do the Red Hood, do Under the Red Hood movie and do the intro, do Jason Todd as the Robin, and then you can do your Red Hood movie.
Right. Well,
but doing it off the bat.
But that's the thing. That's the thing. They're not talking about it. This was just somebody kicking around a rumor. So I wouldn't put too much into it. I read the rest of the article, and the article was saying that they didn't say specifically a Red Hood. They just said the Bat Family, and whoever wrote this article just wanted to latch on to the Red Hood and just get the sweaties fired up is all. That's all that was. It was clickbait in a way to kind of get people fired up. But in the kind of the same vein that you're talking about is about, you know, redoing or building up the DC universe that's currently there. They actually have and are talking that they're again, another one of these ones is, I think it's actually the same website. We got this covered, had said they got some source information from somebody in WB that they're saying they're talking about rebooting the Justice League with James Gunn potentially doing the directing, which I could see that. And they, what they were saying is the what they were informed of is that it was going to be still consisting of Batman, Superman, including Batgirl, Black Canary, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, Flash, and then a Green Lantern. So again, we're talking about possibilities that somebody in the source was saying that it was James Gunn, but we already know James Gunn signed up for Suicide Squad, and then he's going back to Marvel. So we're talking 6 years, 7 years down the road, possibly.
Yeah, he's not going to do it right away. No. He's got, like you said, he's got to start shooting Suicide Squad.
Yeah,
and then he's going right to Guardians. So this is like way down the line.
And like I said, these are the what if groups that are out there that they just like to, like I said, they're getting people fired up to say, you know, to try to get us to talk. And I mean, and it's working. That's why the things that people post online, I don't put a grain of salt to them, because half the time it's just, I talk to somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody in Warner Brothers. This is what they said. It's usually like fifth hand kind of like
postings. Yeah, it's like the normal he said, she said, and then this other guy said.
Yeah, that's why I like to look at him, and then I open up the article. I'm like, no, we're not. That's not what you said. The title is not what's going on here in this article. But I still wanted to see what their thoughts were, because that's what, you know, fires you and me up. You know, one of those things that we, you know, before we started doing the podcast was us talking about when we were just sitting there and we're like, what if? And that's what these things fire me out. That's why I like the idea of, man, what if they did that? Or what if they did decide to reboot?
But the way they're doing it, it just seems like they have a dartboard in the middle of Warner Brothers. They have all these darts. You have all these executives just sitting there, and they're just throwing stuff at a board and see what sticks. Like, why don't we do a Red Hood? You know what? We could just reboot Justice League. You know what? Why don't we just do a Doom Patrol? Which, by the way, is a great show on DC. Check that out. But it just seems there's no plan or right or reason, you know, that coming off Shazam, which was a good movie, by the way, and I kind of like the approach of them doing the single movies. That's fine. But then after that, it just, all these wonky rumors, it just, you know, I get dismayed, I get disheartened. Yeah. And like I've told you 1,000 times, and I'll repeat 1,000 times again to the day I'm dead, you know, seeing the Endgame scene of basically the Avengers on one side and Thanos' group on the other just made me kind of sad. And happy at the same time, because thinking, you know, what if, like we always say, what if that's just, what if that's, you know, Darkseid and the New Gods versus the Justice League? How awesome would that be? But right now it just seems we're just moving slowly away from that, because with all these single movies coming out and no clear plans, it's a little frustrating. That's all.
I think they're going to have a plan. Like I said, a lot of these rumors are just that. They're just rumors of people trying to fire us up and kind of doubt what WB is. I think WB's got a full plan, but taking kind of what you were saying about that scene that you wish would have happened, but this past week would have been the release date for Justice League 2.
Oh,
It was kind of like a bitter...
I didn't mean to step on your news section.
No, that's fine. I was trying to find a way to get in there.
I saw something actually just recently. It was Zack Snyder. He was posting stuff because Zack likes to post some stuff. I don't think he's too bitter. Not bitter at all. But he was posting some stuff of, I guess it was artwork of Cyborg when he basically went into the mother box and he's having these illusions. And then right underneath, he posted a picture of, you know, some guy named Darkseid. And I got to say, it looked pretty good, you know, for what he is. You know, he wasn't going to go by Darkseid at the beginning until he got the Omega Beam. It just seems that Zack had an idea where he was going. And I understand. See, with Warner Brothers, they kind of just freaked out because they freak out over, like, oh, any bad reviews, they freak out, they panic, they change course. That's why Justice League was such crap, because they took half the movie that Zack had shot out and they put whatever Josh Whedon and funny, ha ha ha, into the movie. And it was like, you know, the movie was good, but it wasn't great. That was my problem with it, so.
Yeah, I did see that post with from Zack that he had posted a few other things, kind of like the, like they were talking about what the original Steppenwolf was supposed to look like, what the original Cyborg was going to look like. So, I mean, they did things, but yeah, I mean, it is one of those things of, God, you know, what if they had just continued, even if
it failed? I mean, they should have just let it keep going. I mean, if you're shooting midway through a movie, all right, you didn't get the response that you wanted in one movie, you know what? Keep going. You don't know how that next movie is going to differ from the reaction of the last movie. And they panicked. And seeing all this artwork from Zack, because it looks like he put a lot of effort into it. I mean, he wasn't half-assed in it. Plus, his daughter killed herself during the production of this movie. They should just let Zack finish his vision, then gone and rebooted the whole thing. But, you know, when you panic, this is what happens, so...
Well, we've seen it. I mean, even the big dogs do it. We saw Disney panic with Solo. So it's one of those things.
That's another thing. They panicked because they overstepped their boundaries. If they would have released that movie in December, it would have been fine.
Yeah, if they would have just done the year break in between, I think it would have been just fine. But kind of staying in that kind of that same realm about talking about the Batman and Matt Reeves, they have released, and I'm scratching my head again. A listing of what the possible six villains will be. Which,
too many.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah,
too many.
If you're wanting to introduce a new Batman, a new world, you can't just introduce this Batman and then six new villains. You're skipping over things. You're skipping over what to me is one of the most important things of Batman and his villains. You're skipping over the psychiatry part of it, of what's broken in each of these individuals. If they're just there going, hey, here's Two-Face, here's Catwoman, here's a Riddler. Well, yes, us sweaties know what they are and what they mean and why they're that way. But your casual fans who are just like, oh, I kind of remember that from that cartoon I grew up watching, they're not going to get it. And you're going to ruin good things. Again, this is a sign of, if this is true, again, this is one of those sites that kind of iffy on what they've posted, but if this is true, they're doing they're doing a rush job again.
They're panicking yet again. It's just like the same thing we keep talking about on this podcast about DC Weekly until we're going to bleed from our ears. It's the same thing they keep doing. It's like they're DC's a small child. No matter how many times you admonish, don't do that, they're like, well, guess what? We're going to do it even worse next time. And this film, look, it has enough of an issue. Because basically, it's being released 2 years too late. You took forever to cast Robert Pattinson. You've got to get people to get used to that casting, which I think more and more every day that I look at it is a great casting. I know we differ on that. But then you're going to throw six villains in there. It's just like you're compounding this movie so much, making it so heavy. You're not going to give any screen time to Batman, basically. And you're going to have, how are you going to have all these six villains interact? Who's the main guy? We don't know. I mean, one of the cool villains they mentioned was Firefly. I mean, you could use him as a thug. I would agree with that. But if you're going to use Penguin and Catwoman, use Penguin and Catwoman. You know, you don't need Two-Face. Two-Face could be a separate movie. You don't need him in there.
Yeah, I mean, there could be like what they did on the Burton one, you know, that they showed Dent. They didn't show Two-Face yet, but they showed Harvey Dent, you know. Yeah, it was a quick little cameo with with Lando. Shoot, I'm just trying. Billy Dee Williams. Mm-hmm. You know, he was there. It was a quick little, hey, you know, here's you know, Harvey Dent. Oh, hey, I know what he turns into. It fired up the sweaties, yet the people that weren't sure what was going on, they would then maybe remember him the next film. You know, they changed character, changed actor, so that kind of threw that whole thing out the window. But that's what you do. You put the nugget in there. You don't throw all of them in there, because then you're losing the backstory. You're losing everything unless they're somehow going to reconnect to the original series. But then it just becomes too convoluted at that point.
Yeah, another example I can give you, you know, to basically segue off that is the original Spider-Man films with Raimi. They basically tease Professor Connors. You know, the first right. two or three movies, you saw him there as Connors, and he built the relationship with Peter, which I felt eventually if they did a fourth film and he blasts into the lizard, okay, he's already built up. You know who this guy is. You're going to have some attachment to him. Peter's going to have some attachment to him. Oh, my God, great villain.
Right, right.
But when you throw everybody without getting attached to them, you don't know who the hell they are. And I said, what? Who's this guy? Like, I don't know. He's just coming out. Oh, I'm bad. Why are you bad? You know, there's no buildup, and I've always enjoyed a buildup. And there's no buildup, and I just think they're just taking all the eggs in one basket, throwing in a movie, and just hoping it's going to sell.
Yeah,
and that's not the way you're going to do a Batman movie. You got to be smarter than that.
You just say again, you have to take your time, and like I've said before, and I'll beat that drum to death. Just take your time. It took a decade for us to reach this pinnacle. I know WB wants to get there, but you got to start someplace. You got to take your first step, and you've already right. took your first couple of steps that were too big and tripped and fell. So. Take your time. You know, you already know what not to do. How about let's try something different?
It's like when they were trying to build the DC universe at first with Zack, they wanted to do a Man of Steel 2. But then they were throwing around ideas. They were like, well, what if Kryptonite went to Wayne Manor? And I'm like, ugh. I'm like, you don't need to put them in one movie. I mean, you got to build to that. Although I'm one of the fans who like Batman vs. Superman, the Ultimate Edition, by the way. But, you know, you didn't need it that fast. You could have done Man of Steel 2. Then you teased, you know, like you teased Wayne in the last movie and Luther. And then you do the first Batman movie. Then you could do Batman v Superman. Then you could lead into Justice League. Then you could lead into all these other movies. It would have been an easier segue because you built up to that.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
When you don't, you just do what DC does. Wait a minute. Let me just panic and throw everything in one movie.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what always has irked me about Warner Brothers. And it's not the guys who are actually in the comic book division or who run the movies division. It's actually the bigger wigs, you know. I've always told you, like, the WB is the old money. And they're run by these older gentlemen who just, hey, you know, how much money can I make of this? And I get it. Because a lot of the movies they, you know, they're doing, they're borrowing from banks. And they have to get their money back quickly. But if you do it well enough, guess what? You're going to make the money regardless. That's what Kevin Feige has shown us. If you do it right, you're going to make money. If you think money first, then guess what? It's going to fail.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So going on to our next movie, actually something I have been looking forward to, I was still a fan, even though they really flopped, was the G.I. Joe franchise. I was still a big fan of him, but they have released the information that Snake Eyes will be getting his own spinoff. And that is slated for October 16th next year. So we're looking less than a year and a half away of actually getting a G.I. Joe Snake Eyes movie. How were you a fan of the G.I. Joe movies? Were you at all?
Yeah, I like them. They were good for what they were. I mean, it wasn't the G.I. Joe that I thought I was going to get, but you know, for what they were, they were fun. Doing the Snake Eyes movies is interesting. You know, having your lead character not say a word, I guess. Okay. So what are we going to base it on? I guess it's going to be ninjas, right? Well, Storm Shadow is going to be involved.
Well, if you know anything of the history of Snake Eyes, Snake Eyes started off as a vet or in their original, in the original run, he was actually a commando, in Vietnam, had a twin sister, had a family. So there is, in the comic book world, there is a big backstory to Snake Eyes. He's not just this silent killer that everybody sees him as in the animated movies and the TV shows. He had a backstory that he went to war. He friended, Snake Eyes, who at the time wasn't Snake Eyes, so Tommy was his name. He also friended, Stalker.
Storm Shadow, right?
Storm Shadow. Okay. Yeah.
It's okay.
What'd I say?
You said Snake Eyes.
So Tommy was Storm Shadow, and so they became friends. They were part of an elite unit, not elite unit as in G.I. Joe elite, but they were part of a unit. Snake Eyes saved Storm Shadow, and that's became their bonds. And then that's when that Snake Eyes came home, found out his family, his mother, his father, and his sister had died in a car accident. And so he has lost, he's come back from war, and now he has lost his whole family. So that's when Tommy Storm Shadow takes him in and brings him into the ninja clan, and that's when he becomes a ninja. So there is a big backstory to Snake Eyes. It depends if they do it right and go, they're obviously going to have to bump it up to something more current. But one of the interesting things is in that G.I. Joe backstory, the driver that killed Snake Eyes' family was actually Cobra Commander's brother, who was a drunk driver and killed them. But Cobra blames the family for that. So that's why there's always this tension between Snake Eyes and Cobra Commander. So like I said, a very in-depth and very thick backstory to Snake Eyes. Just if they go the route, I think it'll be good. I'm kind of hoping because it seems like it's been a little breather in between.
It's been a while. When was the last G.I. Joe movie?
2013. Was the
Retaliation,
which I've had fun. I thought that was a fun movie too. I mean, The Rock.
It was
the
good. Rock. They weren't horrible. Anytime you have a movie with Dwayne Johnson, it was fun.
Yeah,
it was fun. That's all I'll say. It was fun. Was it great? No, I like seeing Cobra Commander on screen, especially with the shield mask. That was cool. I like seeing Firefly. I thought Ray Stevenson did a good job as Firefly.
Yeah, they threw in some great little things I've been hoping to see, seeing Firefly, I wish we saw more of Destro. That would have been a lot better. I'm glad.
Yeah, I didn't like the way they wrote Destro. I was kind of weak. But, other than that, there was some stuff. There was some good stuff in that movie. Really good stuff.
And Cobra Commander came back and looked more like Cobra Commander, not that weird little bowl thing he was wearing in the first one. He looked like more. He looked more Cobra Commander to me than anything else. So I'm just curious. I don't know if Ray Park can still do it. I mean, I know Ray's still in good shape, but I don't think, I'm not sure how much of how much you're going to use him for, for the movie.
I don't know either. I mean,
because he's even made a comment about it. He's like, I'm not up there to do that anymore.
Yeah, I mean, he's older now. I mean, it's just, you can always get somebody else. I mean, you don't necessarily need Ray Park because, basically, there's no dialogue for Snake Eyes unless they're going to change everything around. Hey, we're going to make Snake Eyes talk, which I think would be a horrible decision.
Well, I don't think this will be a straight Snake Eyes movie. Again, I think this is going to be an origin story to him. So I think that they are going to delve into that. So you will need an actor that can do that, but then it may have...
But how are they going to do it? Are you just going to do like a straight Snake Eyes story without him being in G.I. Joe? Or is it going to be a movie before he gets to G.I. Joe?
It could be a flashback. It could be one of those flashback movies where, you're seeing him going on a mission with G.I. Joe, but it's approaching going in the route of, I've been here, I've done this kind of mission before. So he goes back and starts thinking back to the past. I've seen it. I've seen them doing it in TV shows and movies before where you're on a mission, but you're doing flashbacks because of what you're doing that remind you of your past time. So that might be what the route they do. There's really nothing dropped in on as far as descriptions for it or not, but.
I'm kind of torn. Like, I'd rather see like another G.I. Joe movie attempt with the entire crew.
Well, they are working on it. There is another one. I think it's about 8 months behind, or 7 or 8 months behind that one. So it's not that this is just the only one you're going to get. This is there are more coming of G.I. Joe. There is a third one in the works.
Well, if they have a good script and a good guy in mind to direct the movie, I'm not going to hate on it. Just one of those movies that it makes me kind of angry because, if you're going to do a Snake Eyes movie, it's like I told you before, and I wasn't really kidding when I told you. I was like, we'll make a Chuckles movie. Why not? He's got a good backstory.
Yeah, but nobody really knows Chuckles, though. That's what I'm saying. But it's like doing a, if you're going to do an X-Men movie and you're going to do a solo one, you're going to do one on Wolverine because Wolverine's the badass. If you're going to do a G.I. Joe movie, you're going to do one about the badass, who was Snake Eyes. And everybody remembers Snake Eyes.
True.
And it's funny. The thing is, there's a show, Toys That Made Us or Toys That Ruled the World, and they talk about what Snake Eyes was. So Snake Eyes was basically was that the toy distributor was getting cheap because they ran out of, they didn't want to put any color on them. That's why he's black. But yet that became the defining part of him, that he was this ninja that was all dressed in black. And it was just a simple fact of when they were designing him, they ran out of color. They ran out of fucking money. So, But here is something, just a ruffle Kane's feathers today.
Oh, God.
There has been rumbling through the internet with the reboot of, or the restart of, you know, the Batman to introduce a female Alfred.
Why?
Exactly.
Like, no, like, seriously, and I've talked to you a lot of times about this, you know, gender switching for roles and, you know, maybe racial switching, you know, Michael B. Jordan comes to mind for the Human Torch. It's not that I'm prejudiced or against the anti or against this pro-girl movement, you know, I'm all about everybody getting their rights. But the question I'm going to ask, and like I brought up at the beginning of this conversation, is why? Why? Why does Alfred have to be a woman? If you look at his relationship to Bruce in the comics and the movies, Alfred was basically his father. He was the father figure that he had. When Thomas and Martha died, he went to him for everything. He needed him. He leaned on him. That's his only family that he has left. That's his father figure. He needed a father type figure. So now you're going to switch out for a motherly type figure? It just doesn't make sense. Really doesn't. Because then you're going to have somebody coddling him instead of somebody being strong with him. And Alfred's strong with him. He says, no, Bruce, you're wrong. You know, stop doing that crap. You're going over the edge. It just kind of boggles my mind. You know, the internet is like all about this pro-girl power thing. I'm all for it. If you want to make a new comic book with a new female lead and I find it interesting and I'm reading that, I'm going to pick it up. And I'm going to preach it on the Hero Asylum to the day I die. But, you know, this character switching, gender switching thing of characters already in existence, to me, is just like you're piggybacking on something that's already successful because you can't think of anything successful on your own. That's my thought. Sorry.
All right, no, and I agree with you. I believe Alfred is his, like you were saying, his father figure. So much in Batman's mythology is about his relationship with his father. It's not that they ignore the relationship with Bruce's mother, but the father figure, the replacement for that was and always will be Alfred. The mother figure, and this is something they have never explored in depth. They did a little bit in the Batman animated series, but
Leslie Dawkins, yes,
and anything more. The only thing that they've done with Leslie is they've turned her into kind of this sex symbol in Gotham. But in a movie world, again, this is what I've said this before too about. You have strong female characters out there. Use them. Don't gender swap and tokenize somebody because you think it's right. But look in that world. You already have an elderly mother figure and a strong female figure. If you go back into the comic books, Leslie was there. She was the one that was probably out in the field more than Alfred because she would see Bruce in the streets. She would be there to watch him do this and be there to actually stop him. And there were a few books out there that Leslie literally got in between Batman and a criminal and said, "You're doing this wrong. You're going the wrong route." And she's the one that confronted him face to face. That to me is a strong female character, not a female Alfred that's going to make snarky comments when he gets back to the Batcave.
Yeah, it's just unnecessary. She's a stronger
character. Do that. Take a Maggie Smith and throw her as a you know, Leslie. That's what you need. Don't change it. Don't make a Freda Pennyworth or whatever they're thinking of.
Freda Pennyworth.
It just drives me up the wall that they're like, oh, we need to do this and no. Look at the characters that are in this world that you're playing in. You have strong female characters, and sometimes you don't have to change them like they do other characters. There's other characters that they are like, oh, we need to make them more this or more that. No, they're already strong characters on their
own. They're already strong the way they are. It's the way they were made. If you want to make a strong character, make up a new character that we can all get behind. That has always been my biggest belief of anything, especially in this month. It's Pride Month. We're saluting all that. And you know what? God bless all the LGBT commission listeners that we have. I'm not trying to shine you guys away. But you guys are your own individuals. You make your own stuff. You stand on your own 2 feet. And if you're going to basically take something that you didn't create and you want to make it your own, it's just like basically saying what I said before, you're not thinking.
There are already strong characters out there that they just need to use. I mean, right now what they're using, and I think they're using her the right way, they're just turning her up, is Batwoman. they're that is a strong female lesbian character and has always been that way.
But very strong lesbian character. Yeah.
She's just turned up a little loud, and I think that's my only dislike of it. Yeah. Well, I'm trying to be nice here, but she's just turned up. You know, that they always talk about, you know, taking characters, you know, the best wrestling characters out there is that person just turned up to 10. This is what she's just turned up, you know, to 11, I think. And I that's what turns me off about her character. Yeah, I've always been a big fan.
I agree with you 1,000%. The way they're portraying this character in the trailers is just basically saying, I'm a woman, I could do it better. That's it. Like, oh, the bat suit would look better as a woman. And just like, but you can stand on your own 2 feet. You don't need to take Bruce's bat suit. You know, you can build your own. You have this, you know,
Kane, she was that way. She was that strong. Just they're turning it up to more like pushing it in people's faces.
They're crapping on Bruce is what they're doing.
Yeah, right now. Yeah, that's
like,
what
it is. Like, they're basically all Batman left. Okay, I get the story Batman left. That's fine. But now you're just going to crap on everything that was there before? No, it should be done this way. Oh, make the bat suit because a woman can do it better. I'm like, you don't need that. She doesn't need to be strong. She's already strong. Now you're just trying to, like, make her people pissed off is what you're trying to do. It's just mind-boggling, but continue.
Alrighty, so and then honestly, this last one, and this is something that we've been talking about, or I had been talking about recently, and we finally got some kickback, so to speak, is the DC streaming universe. There's been a lot of rumors out there, and again, this is those clickbait companies out there, those websites that they hear one thing, they run, you know, they hear another thing, they run with that story, and they don't really have a definitive answer, and they haven't heard anything. But it's finally come actually from DC. It was addressing that, hey, you know, just be patient. We are changing a few things up. They are not going away. They are looking at other ways. You know, there is a controversy about Swamp Thing, and there has not been a full answer to that as to why it's been gone. But DC streaming is not going away. They've got plans already for Titans to come out. They've still got Stargirl coming out. They have the release of the Harley Quinn animated series that's coming. They have a lot still in the production phases and they're still coming out. So don't worry about it. If you guys are you know, subscribing, jump on, still stay on there, you know, and just be prepared for more to come. They are saying that they are looking at to addressing the Swamp Thing situation, but they have not yet. So,
they should address it by bringing it back. That's the biggest thing they should do.
They should, but again, we don't know.
Sit there and address it and tell me what went wrong.
But we don't know what happened. We don't know. You have to understand.
What I've seen,
you don't. But we don't know what happened.
It's just mind-boggling. I mean.
But we
I know we don't know what happened, but you know, you don't even have to explain it. Just bring it back. That's what I'm saying.
But it's going to take some time. But the problem is they have to explain it. They have to explain it. If you don't, people like us and people that are on the internet are going to lose their shit and keep yelling like we are. And that's the thing. They have to explain it, because if they don't, then we're going to think and they don't care and they're just. It's just wrong. So this is in a different time that we have to get that. It gets out to social media. They have to address it. And it is a company, so they can't quickly go, okay, well, we're just going to redo it this way. If they had a contract with the state, which, you know, some of the rumors were the state of North Carolina, the taxes, if they have a contract, because when you go in to film in a place, you have to say, we're going to be here for this amount of time to do this. If they stop filming, they still have to stay there. They can't take that property and bring it somewhere else. So like I said, there's a lot of things in the background that isn't just as easily of going, well, okay, it didn't work there. Let's go film over here. Just can't do it. And they still have to kind of try to explain it. And it's going to come down the road. But as far as the platform situations, they are growing to get the platform situations done. I know for a fact I can now get it on my computer. That was something I couldn't do when they first rolled out.
It just seems that they threw it out there without really. I mean, they had, like, the content they have on there is incredible. Like, we've discussed this before. What they have there is amazing. I just think the way they threw out there as far as the platforms go, they didn't really think that out. They were just like, okay, it's out. Okay, but, you know, it's not being released here. It's not being released here. It's still not available on PS4.
Right.
I mean, like you said right now, it's just available recently for the PC. It's just like there's, you know, you keep hearing these things, and it's more, and I hate saying this because it breaks my heart to say that DC still has these things where, you know, they take two steps forward, two steps back. It's just like, and I agree with you as far as the Swamp Thing goes, they're going to have to explain it eventually. Just, it breaks my heart every time, because I'm three episodes in. It's the Swamp Thing that I wanted. It's basically the comic book, the Alan Moore comic book coming to life, the horror elements, the body horror, everything. And just seeing this series getting axed after 10 is just a tragedy to me. Real tragedy.
Yeah, well, like I said, we still got the rest of it. You still got seven more weeks of it, so we might have an answer within that time to say, hey, you know, this is what we're doing. We had to, you know, maybe they'll come down and actually tell us what happened to get it, you know, and then get it fixed. Maybe move on to something else. Maybe do what another one you've talked about is to try to get him merged up with Constantine. Because I mean, if any rumor out there of what's going on in the CW. Constantine might not be out there anymore, you know, with the legends. So, but like I said, they're saying there is no current plans for season two. So that does not, they're not completely axing it, but we shall see.
Not a good sign.
Yeah, they're saying in the coming months there's more to come. And as far as like them launching the platform, I know it's been years, but when they first launched Netflix and Hulu, it wasn't on every platform either. So it's, we're just doing it currently. Yeah, when Hulu first came out, they weren't on every platform. So just give them some time. They have to. And how new is the PS4?
PS4 is about 5 or 6 years, I believe.
Four?
I think.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, it's been out for a while.
So I mean, it's also the fact of that maybe PS4 doesn't want them on there too. You got to think of that.
That's strange, but I guess
yeah. I mean, there's so many things behind the scenes that we don't know. We just have to take what we get. And like I said, I mean, it is out there now on the PC. So I've got mine on there, and I can watch it on a big screen. You know, I don't have to watch it on my phone any longer. So I'm good, and I'm signed up again. You know, trying to
get. I think if anything, the future for DC. I mean, as far as that streaming service, I mean. Will it be canceled like they keep saying on these clickbaity links? I don't think so. If anything, I think down the road it's going to merge with the upcoming Warner Brothers streaming service they're going to have. I think it's at the end of the year or next year. So I could see that happening. But, you know, hopefully we get an explanation soon because, you know, DC likes to keep things too much in the dark and it keeps the fans angry, I guess. I guess they like angry fans, but that's just me.
They're running a business. That's what you do with businesses. You keep it in the dark, man. I don't know what you're expecting them to do.
They're way in the dark with everybody. I'm just letting
you know. I don't see them that way. I mean, you just have you don't want your competition to know. You don't want to blast everything out there. You know, that's we're so indelved into a community and a society now that where we hear about movies when they're in their infancy. We're no longer in that dark phase of, hey, you know, we don't know what's coming out until it's there. That's what I think DC's kind of doing. They're kind of bringing it back, and I'm okay with it. I don't need to know
as long as they know what they're doing. That's the thing. If you want to go with that approach, I'm good with it. But it just seems when you don't know what the hell you're doing, you're just basically keeping it dark.
Tell me what DC streaming's done other than the Swamp Thing. What have they done? Have they not come out with great products so far?
Yes, I like all their products so far. But the Swamp Thing thing bothers me. To me, it just seems when they do something wrong, it's magnified so much now. Because considering their past,
you're oversensitive about it, and it's just
I'm not gonna lie.
I can hear it in your voice. You want me to call the ambulance for you? Yeah, I'll call the ambulance for you. Just simmer down.
Keep it up.
But no, just give them a chance. So far, they've knocked it out of the park so far. I mean, everything that they've dropped out there, I'm proud of. I'm happy with the TV shows, the movies that are on there. You can just go back and watch anything you want. The old episodes of everything and issues. They faltered a little bit here with whatever. And again, once we find out what happened, with Swamp Thing, maybe, again, it could be something as simple as taxes. But then again, from what I've heard from one of these sites, it was that state, North Carolina, didn't say much, you know, didn't, or like, no, it wasn't us. So it was something else. And so there's a lot of things going on in the background. Also, one of the things that somebody was talking about they weren't saying, oh, we know we've got this proof of we've heard it. But one of the things that they were talking about is they looked at the budget and then actually looked at the quality of it, and it was like almost up to the point of like movie quality and movie budget wise too. And that was like, there was somebody was saying, yeah, it could just be the fact of how much they're spending for this thing.
It could be that. I wouldn't doubt it, but just, you know, the whole story about it seems a little bit wonky. So hopefully in the future months we'll find out, but you know, as for right now, I'll put the wine police away and I'll just enjoy what I have for now. For now.
All right, folks. Well, that is the end of the admissions ward. All right, folks. Well, that is the end of the admissions ward. I don't believe we have anything else coming up here, do we?
No, not yet. I think we were discussing another watch along, but not quite. We're going to put it out. It's not quite for the fans.
It is, but it isn't.
It's kind of like a watch along for us.
It is. Yeah, we're taking the watch along back, kind of back in house, but it's also one that's been on the list for so much, and we have seen a lot of people voting for it. It's usually come in on the second place, so we're kind of doing what people have been wanting us to do. But yeah, we are looking at going ahead and doing the Highlander, and
first one. Yes, for the original Highlander.
Original. We'll save the the second one and not the director's cut. We're gonna do the original run. You know, on a bad night.
Yeah,
that'll be another one that pisses Kane and I off.
Oh boy, you have no idea.
Oh, that one, yeah, that one hurts a little. That one hurts a lot.
I think that one might hurt more than Batman.
I think it might. When you and I were sitting down thinking about movies, that one did not pop into my head. That must be how much I hate it. So that might be on our list.
Planet Zeiss. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, so we're going to, but we are looking at doing the Highlander. We are going to do the original one. So if anybody has the original one, yeah, definitely go ahead and grab it. Not the extended director's cut or anything of that nature. But yeah, planning on doing that here shortly. As far as things coming out, I think the next thing coming out is,
should be Spider-Man Far From Home.
Spider-Man
Far From Home is the next one.
Yeah, and I think that's in a week, 2 weeks? 2 weeks, I think.
I think it's 2 weeks because the first week of July is my hectic week at work, so I know that for sure.
Yeah, so I actually have early tickets. I think we're going Tuesday.
Lucky you.
To see that, so hopefully I'll be able to drop something for you guys, you know, especially, you know, with the long weekend for the holiday, we'll be able to get something out there for you guys to, you know, maybe listen to and maybe jump out, you know, get you guys to go out to see the movies.
Please do. I mean, you know, I forgot what I was going to say.
It happens. So
I lost my train of thought. I kept thinking of Planet Zeiss. I don't know why.
But so we're going to do, guys. I'm going to do a review on that. And we will do a movie watch along for the Highlander series. And don't forget, guys, check out our website, again, heroesasylum.com. I've got links to everything. Finally did do the link for YouTube, so you guys can get out to the YouTube channel. Definitely subscribe. Give us a thumbs up on that. That is a work in progress that hopefully will be very soon a place where we will be able to start doing live podcasting episodes or issues. So we will have a face out there for you guys to see.
Yes, you'll be able to match the voices with these two pretty faces.
Yeah, and so you'll be able to do that. We're also looking at maybe doing some live events somewhere. We'll be able to do live streaming from these events, and you know, just constantly growing and infecting the world with the asylum is the main job and main thing we're doing here. So, Kane,
looking for new inmates at the asylum.
Always new inmates. And again, folks, I did mention this a while back. There is a new chair. There is an empty chair over here that if anybody is interested. Yeah, there's an empty
chair over there. I've been looking at it for the last hours.
Yeah, so if anybody is interested to join in and wants to get a third person's voice in here, please let us know. You know, jump right in and we can go ahead and get you guys, you know, dialed in and have fun. It's always good to have another opinion out here other than us.
Hit us up on Facebook. Let us know. We'll set it up. Usually we record on Sundays, so makes it a little bit easier. But please contact Mike or myself through the Facebook page. Direct message us at the Heroes Asylum, Twitter, or Instagram, where you can reach us. And as I've always said, and I'm going to say before, the Facebook page is run by me and Mike. Nobody else. No guy in China. No guy from space. No guy from the fifth dimension. It's him and I. You can directly respond to our messages right away, and we will get back to you. And the Facebook page is an open community. We love all the thoughts and the stories. We love all the comments and everything, the shares and the likes. So please, 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 please keep doing it. I appreciate it, and Mike appreciates it even more. Mike?
Oh, and folks, again, happy Father's Day from the Asylum to all you dads out there.
Yeah, happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. My dad and, you know, Mike's dad and Captain Mike's stepdad. So happy Father's Day, yeah.
Yes, happy Father's Day out there to your inmates. Hopefully you guys were able to, you know, get out and, you know, see the kiddies. And so just like I say every week, sweaty forever.
Get to the Asylum.